This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. This past week, President Donald Trump was in the Middle East. He was cutting deals and meeting with a lot of leaders from different Middle East countries, including Qatar, a very controversial country that has housed terrorists. I spoke to Pesach Walicki, who is the executive director of Israel 365 Action and a columnist for the Jerusalem Post, about his meeting there in Qatar.
Although they present themselves and are understood by a lot of people in the West to be one of those moderate Arab states, they're not moderate at all. Like the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and a few others actually cut off diplomatic relations with Qatar back in 2017 because of Qatar's backing of terrorism. They fund a lot of the anti-Israel and anti-Western education and activity on American college campuses. They spread their anti-Western and anti-Israel propaganda through the Al Jazeera network, and they pass themselves off as a pro-Western Muslim state, but they're actually very dangerous. I'm very concerned about the Qatari influence in the Trump administration. People have probably seen that the news item about that airplane that was gifted to the Trump administration, to the U.S. And we know, and the Attorney General Pam Bondi worked for a number of years. She was registered under FARA as an agent of the Qataris. She received a salary of $110,000 per month, lobbying on behalf of the Qataris, and she's now the Attorney General. There are some warning signs here. There are some disturbing signs, but on balance, in the big picture, John, I think that what Trump is doing is actually very positive, that he's trying to reinstate the balance of power in the Middle East that he had when he left office, which brought peace and prosperity, bringing the moderate Sunni Muslim states into closer relationship with the West and with America, and at the same time coming down hard on the bad actors like Iran with tough sanctions. Is the direction he's going. Now, do I agree with every move, like I mentioned about the Qataris, or do I agree with the negotiations with Iran? I wouldn't say so, but you can't have everything. On balance, I think that what his trip is really about is trying to undo the damage done by the Biden administration.
So Trump met with the Saudis and he inked some military deals. And I guess the Saudis are going to do something for the United States. Mr. Trump is a businessman, so you got that. And then you just mentioned Qatari, are you concerned that, you know, the USA is going to be providing some, you know, military hardware, drones and a bunch of other stuff in an agreement there with Qatar?
On the one hand, it's concerning anytime they do anything with Qatar. As I mentioned, Qatar is really a rogue state. They're jihadists dressed up as moderates. So that's concerning. On the other hand, I don't see a realistic scenario where Qatar is going to get involved in any kinetic warfare. I know they want all this, they want the weaponry. It's not a good move, but I don't view it as existentially dangerous if Qatar has these weapons. So yeah, I'm not happy about it, is the way I would put it. But there are other things to be more concerned about. The Qatari influence in the U.S. government and the Qatari influence on the negotiations between Israel and Hamas, they represent Hamas and their backing of Hamas. These are things that are far more concerning to me. I think in terms of national security, this allied relationship with Qatar is very dangerous. Let's remember that the United States' largest overseas base is located in Qatar. CENTCOM's main base is in Qatar. So in terms of military, providing them, military equipment isn't the half of it. The Americans have a major military base there, but I don't think kinetic warfare is the main danger of Qatar. The main danger of Qatar is their malign influence in the West and our university campuses through their funding of terrorism in Europe and elsewhere in the world, through their funding of Hamas and the Al-Qaeda and ISIS affiliates that are still around. That's where the malign influence is.
You can find out more about Israel 365 when you visit Israel365.com. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net.